With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Trump is on Capitol Hill this hour to address a joint session of Congress. A preview from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
5 years after giving the final State of the Union address of his first term, Donald Trump is back at the U.S. Capitol for his first major speech since returning to the White House. The theme of tonight's speech is the renewal of the American dream. And the president is expected to lay out his achievements as well as appeal to Congress to provide more money to finance his aggressive immigration crackdown. He's had an incredibly active 6 weeks in office, slashing the size of the federal government, deporting illegal migrants, and remaking U.S. foreign policy. And just today, the Trump administration imposed tariffs on America's three largest trading partners. Greg Clugston, Washington.
There are plans to make drastic cuts at the IRS.
The IRS is drafting plans to cut its workforce by as much as half through a mix of layoffs, attrition, and buyouts. The federal tax collector employs roughly 90,000 workers across the United States. People of color make up 56% of the workforce, and women represent 65%. The IRS has already laid off about 7,000 probationary employees. Along with most federal employees, IRS employees have also been offered deferred resignation program buyouts, although IRS employees involved in the 2025 tax season were told earlier this month that they would not be allowed to accept a buyout offer until mid-May, after the taxpayer filing deadline. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Arab leaders have endorsed Egypt's post-war plan for the Gaza Strip that would allow its roughly 2 million Palestinians to remain in the territory and reject President Trump's proposal for the region. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 670 points. This is SRN News. Hedda Miramati Falco is author of the book Living Fearlessly, Why I Left Islam to Win Battles for the Kingdom. Formerly a devout Muslim, she later was drawn to follow Jesus Christ. At the National Religious Broadcasters Conference in Dallas last week, she sat for an interview with Lori Tredup of SRN News and declared any follower of Jesus can have a profound impact in America.
Whether you're a housewife in Northern California or a Pakistani woman living in Texas, you could meet Jesus wherever you are, and you could be empowered to do amazing things. We have the ability, each and every one of us, to change our communities and our country with our vote, with our voice, with our art, with our poems, raising good kids, raising good families. We all have a chance to live fearless in Christ, live out our faith boldly, and make an impact.
She now has her own ministry called ResurrectMinistry.com. This is SRN News. In Georgia, a debate over speed cameras. Should they stay or should they go?
Some state lawmakers say they should go, that the automated cameras that enforce school zone speed limits are more about making money than about the safety of children. But others are trying to keep the cameras, arguing that they do make drivers slow down. State Representative Dale Washburn is leading efforts to ban the cameras. He says camera companies and local police departments are engaged in deceit and trickery. Two other bills seek to more closely regulate the cameras, but keep them. It appears the legislative leadership supports those compromise bills. Rich Thomason reporting.
Sales and profits slipped for Target during the crucial holiday quarter as customers held back on spending. And the company said there will be meaningful pressure on its profits to start the year because of tariffs on Mexico, Canada, and China, and other costs. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.